Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share. All right, welcome back. It's Anna Agogo, founder of Black Pod Collective and Black Pod Festival. And I'm coming to you with another episode of the Road to Black Pod Festival. So I'm sure you guys have seen that we have our speaker announcements slowly but surely going out. And along with that, we've announced like our location, some of our sponsors. I mean, it's happening and we're so excited for this opportunity, but it's also super crazy. So the biggest questions that I'm going to answer today is how do you fund a conference of this magnitude and really what's the price and what really goes into it? Let's dive on into that. So let's talk about it. A two-day conference, and I'm just going to put it all out there because, hey, this is how we're able to grow as a community is by sharing information and knowing what the real of the things are. And I feel like everyone sees all of this and they're like, oh my goodness, I would love that. Guess what? You can do it. It's not impossible, but goodness gracious, it is a lot of work. So first and foremost, let's talk about the price of the venue alone. Our venue is Loudermilk Conference Center, and it literally is a two-day conference. So that's on Saturday and Sunday, and that's $20,000. Yes, you heard that right. That's $10,000 a day. So that $11,000 that we were able to raise towards our crowdfunding paid for a large bulk of it. But I know you're probably saying, well, Anna, you just said it was $20,000, and earlier, you said you raised $11,000. You were correct. That remaining $9,000 came from a mixture of sponsors as well as, honestly, out of pocket. And so I literally knew this was something I wanted to do, and it's money I put to the side knowing it was going to cost. So I've put my own sweat equity into this conference, not because of the fact that, oh, it's just like, I know I'm going to get my money back. I don't know that. It could be a complete bust. Hopefully it's not. But it's because it's something I genuinely believe in. And wanting to pull something like this together for our community is just really important to me. I say it often that Black Pod Collective has given so much to me and the community at large. Like my life has completely changed. And so it's only right that I'm able to invest back into this community in ways that I just never thought possible. And so we raised $11,000. The other $9,000 predominantly came from my savings that I was able to put to secure the venue. So that was item number one, venue, $20,000 check. But that venue is pretty large and we love it and they're very collaborative. And let's be honest, this is not a hotel. So keep in mind, if you're looking for something that is a hotel, it could be a lot more than that. This is a convention center, a conference center, should I say, and it doesn't have rooms, but not too far away, about a 5-minute walk, there is a hotel. So let's talk about what, if any, the cost for getting hotel block. So thankfully with hotels, it allows for you to like do room blocks at a discounted rate. There is no upfront pocket cost. Like there's nothing out of pocket that you have to pay out the gate. However, you do have to like commit to a certain amount of rooms. If you don't meet that number, you're then kind of responsible for those rooms. I will say this was one of the very first contracts that I signed for Black Pod Festival. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was nervous. I mean, I was like, okay, so we're doing for 200 and we're expecting 600 people, but I felt comfortable committing to 200 because that's the speakers, sponsors, the team, and a few other people, like those within the Black Pod Collective community, volunteers. Anything more than that just felt very scary. Do I trust that our community will show up and show out? Yes, I do. But it's still that notion of like, wait a minute, it's $119 per night. And with that $119 per night multiplied by how many rooms, two nights, I just could not bring myself to it. So we started off at 200 and they indicated that, you know, down the line, if we wanted to increase that number, we could do so. So I like to be a little bit more conservative in certain things, but in others, I might go full out. And the hotel room blocks was not one of them. So we are committed to 200 rooms and that feels comfortable. So my advice in that regard, if you're trying to put together a conference is to just keep in mind what you feel comfortable with because all of it is a risk. COVID could do something completely crazy. People can decide that they're not coming. There might be another conference or another festival that's bigger than yours, like that pops up around the same time. And now you're competing for the same audience. So my first advice there is just to do what feels right for you. This was what felt right for me. And Next time I might be like, go for 500. Right now, two feels good. And this is not even saying that I can afford 200 rooms if nobody books them, but it's saying that I feel comfortable that we can get at least 200 people to stay at the hotel. We've talked about the cost of the conference center, the cost of the hotel. And honestly, if we really stop to think about it, once you have the venue, everything else is just like, okay, we may not have anything else in here, but we will have speakers and we'll have a venue. If nothing else, you're ready to go. So some of the bigger costs, but some of the things that I was genuinely surprised by was the fact that to have like live streaming, because so many people were like, Anna, you have to have live streaming. We want to be able to watch it. I'm in the UK, I'm in Nigeria. And if you guys don't know anything else about me, know that accessibility is very important. I love the notion of giving people in our community access to things that they may not be able to have. And so putting that ticket price, like the team will tell you, like initially for the ticket price, I was like, make it $75. And then we looked at the cost of putting this together and that just wasn't enough. So at $150 for early bird general admissions creator tickets, I was just sure that yes, we'll have where people can watch it remotely at a much more discounted rate. And then that costs more than the actual venue. So the pricing that we were getting, I think the lowest that we found was $35,000 for them to live stream and then provide the recordings afterwards. Baby. Yeah, that was not in the budget. And something just to share, as we are, you know, first one doing in person, and we're not as established as some of these other podcast conferences that have been going for years. It's difficult to have sponsors trust that you are capable. And I would say if anybody asked me what's the like biggest hurdle, biggest challenge, is that sponsors don't always believe in you in essence. This has happened to me on several occasions where people who have met me in real life, interacted with me, told me all these great things, let's partner, let's do this. But when it comes down to it, like even let me have you speak at my event or do whatever. When it comes down to it, it's not the same. Like it's still a good old boy system of where this is tried and true and these people have been in the game much longer and it's easier for them to get funding. And typically what's always happened for Black Pod Collective, at least, is we've had to be able to like show that we can do it ourselves. And then sponsors show up and then they're interested. And so I think this is the plight of most Black creatives, is where we either have to have a ridiculously large audience, which it takes time to build. As you guys know, Black Pod Collective has only been around since 2019. So I'm recognizing that there's a lot of things that we've had to pay for out of pocket and come to terms with. And one of those things that we just decided we could not do was the live streaming. As much as accessibility means the world to me, it's one of the pillars of our organization. But if there's no funds to do it, it's just not possible. There's only but so much we can do. And so it is a goal for down the line, because so many people have been like, oh my God, why isn't there a live streaming option? Why isn't a video replay option? Hey, if we're able to get a sponsor to give us $35,000, trust me, we will do it in a heartbeat. As many or may or may not know, it's not about the money for us. It's really about what we can pull together for our community to make sure that we have the access, we're able to move forward, and we're able to do this on our own terms, because here's the real of it. We cannot wait for other people to recognize our greatness to bring great things into the world. We have to be willing to bet on ourselves, do the work, and figure it out. And as exhausting as that might be to always feel like we have to work in this zone, we have no other choice until the world changes. So I know you're probably like, Anna, I came to learn about how we're getting to Black Pod Festival. You getting super deep. Hey, it's what came to me. So it's what I decided to share. So we've talked about the venue. We've talked about the hotel. We've talked about the video element of it. The other piece is honestly staging and design. So if you want it to look nice so that way it's presentable and people actually like feel good about coming to this, that's the piece that we're like, okay, we have to like figure it out. We may not have the funds, but we're going to figure this piece out, because it makes the world of a difference in how the conference looks, how people feel, and the takeaway, so that way other people are interested in it going forward. That's a very important element, is that we're very big on aesthetics as a culture. And so if things don't look good, it's not something we want to be at. Mind you, we could have had the most amazing speakers, the most amazing information, but quite frankly, if it does not look appealing, if it is not social media ready, if it does not have an activation for photos, people are going to look at that as a bust. So that for us is our biggest area that we're focused on right now, is what our staging and design design is going to look like? What's going to be the feel? And hey, don't get me wrong. We have days that we're like, what the hell? It costs what? I mean, we can build that ourselves. We can learn to be carpenters, YouTube University. But at the same token, we recognize that we're going to have to figure it out, make a way where there isn't a way. And I think the last thing I'll leave you guys with on a price side of putting together this conference is that finding a keynote speaker or someone that really pulls people in is hard and is expensive. Like so many of these people who we look up to, we see them doing amazing things. Yes, we live in a day and time where everything is about charge your worth and then add tax every year. And that's great, well and good, but it makes it so difficult when it's like, hey, as a community, what attracts people are those big names. What attracts people to actually want to do the things, especially in the Black community, is that they see that it's something other people want to be doing. They see the people that they look up to on the stages. And to get those people on stages, it's like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. And we're still a small organization. So we may not be able to afford the big names, but we're going to figure it out. Those are the big ticket items that I would say that have been either shocking to me or have just been like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, help me, because there's a huge cost associated with it. And it feels like a huge risk because there's truly no guarantees in putting together a festival of this magnitude. And we're expecting 600 people. And down the line, of course, we want to get to that day of 5,000 where we look back at this and we're just like, but right now we're not there. But I have full faith in myself, the team, and just seeing what we've been able to accomplish in the short period of time. I know we can do it, but baby, this road to Black Pod Festival is nothing to play with. We've experienced just a little bit of everything, but this was just a glimpse into some of our biggest costs, which is the venue, staging and design, video. I mean, video and photography alone, like, mind you, I said $35,000 for video, live streaming, all the things. It's another $25,000 to have the photos that you guys see and look, feel, vibe. Yes, those are the quotes we've been getting. So it's real out here, and we're going to kind of keep you in the loop. And hopefully once you listen to this and then you come to Black Pod Festival, you're able to see like the difference. Like you're able to see like, oh, that's what they were talking about. And you're able to actually appreciate the things that we put into making this happen for our community. And so we hope to see you there. If you're interested in joining us, if you're interested in being a volunteer, please reach out to us. If you go to our website, Black Pod Festival, which is BLKPodPodFestival.com, you can sign up to volunteer. If you're interested in attending, utilize the link in the show notes to purchase your ticket, because there's only going to be one first time in person, and you don't want to be able to miss out on saying that I got to attend the first Black Pod Festival. Can't wait to see you there. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast. A how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective. Oh. Oh.